Right, so tonight we start week 15, stretch run for playoffs. You're trying to make the playoffs. So if you're on the outside looking in, if you're already in, you know, with 3 weeks to go, you're looking for improvement as far as your seeds are concerned. We get the start for week 15 as the Jets, a almost 17-point underdog on the road tonight, taking on Baltimore. Hey, it's the Jets team, though, has won four out of their last five games. Do you think it's going to be anything of a game tonight? Can the Jets keep this game close?
The Jets are so banged up, it's really hard to tell. They're missing so many important people. They do get Le'Veon Bell back from his flu, which apparently didn't keep him from going bowling on Saturday night.
Right. That's a bad look. That's such a bad look, especially, forget about the fans. It's such a bad look inside that locker room.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's been a lot of bad looks with the Jets this year. They could look really bad tonight against the best team in the league. But the Ravens had some issues, too, with injuries. And my guess is that Lamar Jackson, if he's limited at all, they're going to play a rather conservative game, the Ravens. And if they can get a big enough lead, they might even take Lamar out in the second half. Say in the fourth quarter or even earlier, and let RG3 play, because they get a whole bunch of days off after this before they play Cleveland and then Pittsburgh. And I think they would like to see him get as much rest as they can before they hit those last two games.
I saw this stat earlier. Here's the Dallas Cowboys. Forget about their record this year. If I just throw out the fact, you know, it's a team that's tied for first place in the NFC East. And, oh, by the way, for the first time in franchise history, they have a 4,000-yard passer, a 1,000-yard rusher, a 1,000-yard receiver. But then I throw in the fact, and they're 6-7.
Well, you know what? For the first time in the history of the franchise, they also have two three-game losing streaks this season. They're very inconsistent and maybe the most underachieving team in football. And unless they somehow find a way to get to the Super Bowl, which I don't think any of us expect, I think it's going to cost Jason Garrett his job.
Oh, remember, though, we've had a couple of this time of year, not once but twice over the last, 12 years, where a mediocre team from the NFC East went on to win the Super Bowl, and that was the Giants in both of those years, where, you know, with 4 weeks to go, with 2 weeks to go, we didn't even know they were going to even make the playoffs, much less make a run in the playoffs.
Yeah, I can understand that, and this Dallas team has a bunch of talent, but they don't have Tom Coughlin as coach. I think that means something. And I also think that they're kind of they're in one of these phases where they're not really sure how to get out of this slump they're in. They've done the same thing, basically, in the last three games, and they're playing a Rams team that, frankly, is better than them. And I can very easily see them losing to the Rams. And then they're in a position where they must win in Philadelphia to have a chance at the playoffs. And the Eagles, who are very banged up, wouldn't be a great representative either. I don't think this is one of those years we see that, Johnny.
I'm looking at teams like the San Francisco 49ers. Last week, an emotional win on the road. It was one of the best games, not just this year, but over the last 5 years. San Francisco finds a way to get it done in New Orleans. This week, they're a double-digit favorite at home against Atlanta. I don't know which version of Atlanta you're going to get. The general public seems to like Atlanta and the points in this one. The question for me will be, if San Francisco is truly a team that could make it all the way to the Super Bowl, these are games where they don't need to play close. These are games where they need to be playing to their full capabilities in handling the Falcons.
Yeah, that's a great point, and they're certainly capable of doing that. The Niners have played in probably the two best games of this season, Johnny, not just the one against the Saints, but the one against the Seahawks.
Good point.
A few weeks ago. They're an exciting team. They're a very well-balanced team. They're well-coached. The Falcons, they've come on a bit in the second half of the season. That defense, though, is nothing to get excited about. The game might be a little closer than some people might think, but I'd be surprised if the Falcons can pull an upset. The game just means too much to San Francisco, which still could wind up the number five seed in the NFC.
You know, it's interesting, and I'd like to get your perception of the Tennessee Titans, because I was on Scott Farrell's show, Farrell on the Bench, a couple weeks ago, and maybe it's because in their backyard they have to deal with the Jets and the Giants, and there's not a lot of things to get totally excited about with those two franchises right now. And so they were like, you know, talking about how, I guess they were like ready to build statues in New York here in Nashville for Mike Vrabel. And I just make the point where, yeah, great. This was prior to the win against Oakland, but going into that, three straight wins, five out of the last six. But what, you know, folks in New York and across the football landscape, you know, failed to remember is the fact that this team also lost four out of five. I understand Ryan Tannehill wasn't playing quarterback at that time. You know, with all this said and done, you know, with the six wins and last seven, the only thing that means is that the Titans would still not be in the playoffs today. They have the same record as the Texans, but because of who they lost to earlier this year, they lose all these tiebreakers. And so even so, here's the thing. If Houston and Tennessee split, you know, this week and then in 2 weeks from now, then obviously if the Texans, if they beat Tampa Bay next week and the Titans lose to New Orleans, Houston's going to win on the tiebreakers.
Yeah, it's going to come down to probably the Titans needing to win both of these games, and they're certainly capable of it. I would not judge the Texans by what we saw against Denver last week.
I agree.
That was clearly a letdown game. You could call it a trap game, coming off the emotional win over New England, and which wasn't as close as the final score showed. The Texans are a better team than that. Are they better than the Titans? We're going to find out on Sunday. And whichever team loses that game is going to be in a difficult spot. But you made a great point that regardless of those two games, they each have tough opponents in between because the Bucs are playing very, very well. And on offense are really difficult. Even without Mike Evans, they're a really difficult team to stop. And, of course, the Saints are the Saints.
I look at a couple of more this weekend that I have circled. Pittsburgh at home. A slight favorite against Buffalo. Here's two teams certainly with playoff aspirations themselves as well. And I like when we get these kind of pairings, especially outside the division this late in the year.
I love this game. It's going to be a defensive battle. This is like one of those old games when you go back into the 70s and 80s. I could see it being that kind of a game. Maybe it's windy. It's going to be cold. I actually think the Bills are going to win this game. I think the Bills are the better team. I think that they're going to go duck hunting. And, you know, as well as Hodges has played, I think that this could be a game that's going to be very difficult for him, but I don't expect a lot of points in it. I think the Bills are not only going to go into the playoffs, they're going to be a tough out in the first round. Particularly if they wind up playing a team like Kansas City or Houston or Tennessee.
The other things on your agenda as far as this weekend with regards to this schedule, I mean, another good one, it's never a bad day when you get a rivalry game like Green Bay at home against Chicago, two teams that are used to December kind of weather. I think Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay flying under the radar. Not many folks are talking about just how good this team is capable of being, and that certainly, I'm sure, suits Aaron Rodgers and company just fine at this point.
you never go under the radar in this rivalry. It's always played up, especially in the two cities. The Bears are playing better. I don't think they've really beaten any teams that scare you. But they are playing better. Trubisky is playing better. But to win in Lambeau, that's a pretty tall ask for the Bears. And the defense has not been the defense shows some nice numbers, but it hasn't been deciding games the way it did last year. And I think the defense will need to do that in Green Bay. I'm not sure it's able to do that. Remember, Green Bay is as balanced on offense as any team in the league.
You know, how about the Rams? You know, here's a team that they lose in the Super Bowl to the Patriots. Right now, they're having to try to find a way to chase down Seattle and Minnesota to get one of those wild card spots. Look, the public loves them. This team on Sunday. I think 90+% taking the Rams. They're 1-point favored on the road going into Dallas on Sunday.
Well, that's a reflection of how Dallas has played. And the Cowboys are not a great home team. They haven't been almost since that building opened. And right now the Rams are just playing so much better. The sad thing for the Rams, it's their own fault, of course, is they could wind up a 10-6 team. I think they could even wind up an 11-5 team and not get into playoffs. And if they do get in, they'd be very dangerous. Johnny, I actually think any of the six NFC teams, any of the five NFC teams, let's forget the NFC East, any of those other five who get in could go to the Super Bowl. And I think the Rams would be one of those teams if they get in.
Which team do you like the most? If you're in Vegas and you had to go one or the other, I know the Saints lost at home on Sunday, but that doesn't take away from what I think the Saints are capable of doing once the playoffs begin.
I don't think you can pinpoint a true favorite amongst those teams, and none of those teams is afraid of going on the road. Green Bay might be the one team that benefits the most from being at home, but I don't think that it's a big task and an overwhelming task for any of the teams to go on the road and win. So I think any of them can get in. It's not like the AFC where it looks like there's one or two, maybe there's two, maybe three teams in the AFC that might be able to get to the Super Bowl.
Hey, by the way, too, it's not a guarantee that the Patriots actually win the AFC East this year. They only have a game edge over Buffalo, and you said you like Buffalo against Pittsburgh this weekend. They still have to play one more time this year as well. What would that mean if it's the Bills and not the Patriots representing the AFC East as far as hosting a playoff game?
I think it would probably be Armageddon for all of those Patriots fans who are so spoiled now by what they've achieved over the last almost two decades.
They got to tape more, huh? They got to do some more videotaping.
Well, the Bengals are not exactly the team you should be videotaping.
Yeah, good point. Sure.
But the Bills would have to win in Foxborough, and they have to win out. Now, of course, they finished with the Jets in Orchard Park. If they were to beat the Steelers, they'll go into that game with supreme confidence. They're not afraid of going in there. They're just have a terrible history of playing in New England. So, again, that's a tough one to think they'll win the division. But I think that they've built the right way to make some noise in the playoffs wherever they play.